There is a children's book that has been published by the name of The Book of Virtues by William J. Bennett. It is the stories of people who had virtue, stories about people who showed responsibility, courage, compassion, honesty, friendship, persistence, those kind of traits which we call virtuous. There is a fruit of the Spirit that's interpreted in the Bible to be goodness. That's really what it entails, just a good person who shows virtue in their character, responsibility, courage, compassion, honesty, friendship, persistence, those kinds of things. The Bible in Galatians talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It is a metaphor that the Bible often uses of a tree or a vine and the fruit that it produces, these virtues that come forth as we walk with God and as the Holy Spirit works in our life, they come forth in ever-increasing quantities. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatian people, identified these fruit as love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The one that is identified goodness is the one that encompasses these kind of virtues. Often we say, well, that's a good person. Why do we say that's a good person? Because they're showing forth goodness, beneficence, virtue. But it is the Spirit of God that brings these things forth in us as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, as people who are led by the Holy Spirit of God and allowing Him to bring these things forth in us. I hear people saying, well, I want to be a good person, or I am a good person, and yet we do not see these virtues coming from them. But being a good person only comes to us because God makes us better. God brings forth these virtues out of our lives. And if you want to truly become a good person, yield yourself to the control of the Holy Spirit. And that begins with having faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, being baptized, becoming a follower of Jesus Christ, and then allowing the Spirit of God to take full control. And He will begin bringing these virtues out of your heart into your life, and you can become a better and better Christian, showing more and more of these virtues. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would bring forth in me what I cannot bring forth in myself. Well, I've tried different ways. I've tried self-improvement. I've tried cleaning up this part of my life and that part of my life and acting better and being better. But only you can bring forth the virtues. Only you can change me, Lord, and make me productive in these areas. Bring forth these virtues in my life in ever-increasing quantities. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.